You're listening to another fine cast from Sideways Suckers.
Sure, you get ready first. Are you falling asleep?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay.
I'm just stuck in my sleep.
Oh, yeah. Why? Does it feel nice?
Yeah, and it tastes good.
Why does it taste good?
Because it's been all over the place.
Oh, how nice. Is it flavoursome?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Flavoured Pringles.
So you've got a Pringle-flavoured phone.
Yeah.
I see. Oh, well, it could be worse, I suppose. What would you like for Christmas? What do you think Santa might bring you?
I don't know.
No?
No.
What would you like Santa to bring you?
A drum set with some cymbals.
A drum set with some cymbals.
And a puppet set.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Flippers. My own flippers.
Mm-hmm.
More ponies.
More ponies?
Yeah. Well, you might bring me a real horse.
Well, that would make a mess in the living room, wouldn't it?
We won't keep it inside.
Oh, that's where all your presents go when you get them.
We would unwrap the horse and we would leave it outside and then we would bring me outside.
I see. Do you think the horse would stand still while Santa wrapped it up?
No.
No, I don't think it would either, would it?
Just put it in cardboard, because it could rip the paper.
Ah, but it wouldn't be able to escape from cardboard, would it? Because that's really tough.
I know.
Right, okay.
And it wouldn't be able to move.
Good thinking.
Anyway, we could stick it with glue. Ooh! We can't stick it with glue.
Why not?
Because what happens if it dries up?
What, the horse?
No, what happens if we stick it on the cardboard and then we stick it on? How will we open it?
Oh, I don't know.
And what if it dries up?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
No, we hadn't.
No.
Had we?
No, it's difficult knowing how to package a horse, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's a tricky business. Well, Santa's probably not going to bring you a horse anyway.
I know.
So it's a good job you don't have to worry about that, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, what if he did bring me a horse if I wanted one?
Well, that would be very nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I want a lily robot.
A lily robot?
Yeah, so if someone asks me to do two jobs,
mm-hmm.
And... robot could do one job and I could do the other job.
Good thinking, yeah. An excellent plan.
I know.
A little mannequin, a little slave.
So, if you ask me to do something and if Mummy asked the other one to do something, we could both do it.
Very good. And I tell you what, I always thought when I was little and I wanted a robot, you could send the robot to school instead of you going.
Yeah.
And you could stay at home and play while the robot went to school and learn how to be clever and smart.
And I already know. I wish I did have one.
You already know what?
What?
What do you already know?
Nothing.
Oh. Well, that's alright then.
But I wish we could do that.
It would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You could stay at home and play with me all day.
Yeah. Or be lazy.
And just lounge around all day.
Yeah, or be lazy.
Yeah, being lazy is good, isn't it?
Yeah. It means you don't have to do anything, does it?
That's right. You just need lots of other people around to do everything for you, don't you?
Yeah. Like two Dougies, two Lilies, two Tobies, two Bubba and Levi.
Oh, want two Bubbas and Levi's.
One at home, one's at school.
Dogs don't go to school.
No, there could be a dog school.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. The other dogs go to school and everybody else stays at home. And two Lucy's.
Mm-hmm.
And two Mummies. And two everything.
Okay.
So, if anybody has anything to do, or a cupboard, or a wardrobe, or a sink, or a fridge, or any food, with every two of eight things, even beds.
I think you've gone a bit doolally now, haven't you?
So, if anybody has anything to do, we can just get them. And we can just stay at home all day, couldn't we?
Yes, we could.
And have a relax.
That would be nice.
Or play in the pool.
We haven't got a pool.
Yeah, we have.
Where?
That blue one.
Oh, the paddling pool.
Yeah.
A bit cold.
If I had water in.
Yeah, no, it's still the middle of winter though, though. It's a bit cold outside.
I know! I didn't want to do it today.
Oh, I see. You mean when it's nice and sunny?
Yeah.
Right. Got you.
Like, when it's this summer?
Yeah.
Can you move your arm?
Yep, I'll move it all around the place. It's really good.
I can move it over here. And move it up.
Oh, right.
I didn't want it. What do you want to chat about?
Nothing really.
What do you want for your birthday?
For my birthday? I don't really know. I honestly don't know. I'd like a nice card. If you could make me a nice card, that would be good.
Do you want me to send one of them cards? Like Auntie Jones?
Did you make it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
One of them making cards.
I'd like that. And then you could put me a £10 note inside it and then I could buy myself something nice. Is that a good idea?
Just tell me what you want, and then I'll tell Mummy, and then we'll go to a shop, and then see if we can see it.
Okay.
Or if it's not there, you've got to have something different.
Right. What would I like for my birthday? I don't really know, actually, Poppet.
Would you like to not work in the shop?
No, I like working in the shop. What would I like for my birthday from you? Apart from a nice card, I'd like, I don't really know. Something cool that you've thought of. That would be good.
I'll just buy you something that's really, really cool.
That'd be good then. Perfect.
That's moving.
Mm-hmm.
And it moves. When you put it down, it moves on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not telling you what it is.
Okay. Sounds like you've already got it.
No.
Oh, right. You just thought of it now.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
I just thought of it.
Don't tell me then.
I'm not giving you.
I like surprises.
But you don't know what it is yet.
No, I don't. What should we get Mummy for her birthday?
Zoo. Make us all nice and give her a big present.
Like what?
Like three children. Wrap us up.
Wrap you up and give her three children.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet that'd make her day. As long as they were nice children that behaved themselves and did what they were supposed to do.
I know.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Mummy would like that.
Hey! If we had them robot things, we could do them!
Yeah, unfortunately they don't exist.
Aww.
Oh, and therein lies the problem. Technology's rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like computers. They never do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. I wish we had them things and we could wrap them robots up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could give them to Thingy.
Who's Thingy?
And then Mummy.
Mummy, how did you forget what she was called?
Yeah.
It's an easy one to forget, isn't it? What with her being the most important woman in your life.
Yeah.
I sometimes forget what she's called as well.
Sometimes I call you Mum.
Yes, you do. Yes, that's quite right.
And sometimes I call Mum Dad.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you're just a big silly, aren't you?
I keep on getting it the wrong way round. Mum.
Yes.
See.
Oh dear.
I said it again.
You did, didn't you? Nothing of any great relevance.
We're chatting about birthdays.
Birthdays, that's right. Oh, that's what I was meaning to say. Do you know what Christmas is?
No.
Christmas is the birthday of somebody. Do you know who?
Jesus.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, Christmas Day is supposed to be the day that Jesus was born.
But it's not now.
Why is that?
Because he's dead.
Is he?
I thought he
lived again.
No.
What happened to him?
He's dead.
What, how did he die?
Grandad.
What?
Remember about Grandad.
What, did Grandad kill him?
No. No one killed anybody.
Oh.
Dad, just remember about Grandad.
Okay, I'm remembering, yeah.
Just think about it in your head.
Right, okay. What's that got to do with Jesus?
We're not talking... Tuz, someone did... Well, I think it was just like Grandad.
What was?
Jesus. When he was starting to get old.
He didn't get old.
Oh.
Somebody killed him, didn't they? They put him on a cross. Can't remember. Have you learnt about Jesus at school? You weren't born then. It was 2,000 years ago.
I know. I don't even know what anything.
You do. You know loads of things.
Do they
have they not taught you about Jesus?
No.
What happened to him? He was born on Christmas Day, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And then he wandered around telling people how great he was. And then somebody took offence and stapled him to a cross. And then he died. And then they buried him in a cave. And then when they went back to the cave... It magically disappeared.
Or someone killed him.
Well, they kind of killed him when they stapled him to the cross.
But someone must have took the staples out.
Yeah, they had to take the staples out when they put him in the cave, otherwise they couldn't have fit him in. Because the cross was too big, that he kept bumping the cross on the cave door and not being able to get him in.
And then did he take the staples in and staple in there?
No, then I think they just left him in the cage. And they rolled a big rock in front of the opening so that no one could get in or out. And then one day somebody had moved the rock and Jesus had gone. So, as you would naturally do, they, rather than assuming that somebody had robbed the grave and stolen the body, they assumed that he'd come back to life and he'd moved the rock himself and gone off somewhere.
And then he was dead.
Well, then they based a religion on it all.
What happened to Grandad?
Which one?
Grandad, not Grandad Bob.
Grandad Derek?
Yeah.
He had a disease called Alzheimer's disease.
Tell me all about him then.
Well, all about him. First he was a little boy. And then he grew up. And then he met Nana. And then he was in the army. And then he got married to Nana. And then they had some children. They had Uncle David.
I know.
And Uncle Stephen.
I know.
And Uncle Christopher.
I know.
And then they had Mummy.
I know.
And
then they had Daddy.
And no, they didn't have me. I wasn't... I'm not part of the same family. And then they lived here. And then they went to live where Nana lives now. And then Uncle Stephen died. And then Uncle Christopher died.
Yeah.
And then Grandad got Alzheimer's disease, which is a disease that you get which makes your brain go funny. So he went a bit doolally, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he went a bit strange.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
And he punched a window.
He did, yeah.
And then someone took him to the hospital. That's and then right. he died. And then he was dead.
But that's about it, yeah. Yeah, Alzheimer's disease is a nasty disease that they can't cure. And it made Grandad very poorly, and it made him so poorly that he died eventually.
Yeah.
And it's a real shame, isn't it? Because he was a very nice man.
Yeah, and you will be so sad without me.
Well, you're not going anywhere.
If I was dead then.
Yes, I would have been very sad.
I know. I bet you would be crying.
I would.
I know, but I bet the dogs wouldn't be.
Oh, they'd be sad. They'd miss you.
Definitely. I know. Mm. Like, we miss all of them people.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
Yeah. Hey, that was a very long chat.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. And we touched on some very deep and interesting subjects as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Still, never mind, eh?
When you were born?
No.
Why?
Because...
He was in a different country?
No. Jesus was around 2,000 years ago. And I wasn't. I was only around 35 years ago.
What year was Mummy in?
She was nearer to Jesus. She was around 40 years ago.
And he was around...
2,000 years ago. Long, long time ago. Even before Grandad was born.
Oh, Nana was born.
Yep, even before Nana. Although Nana looks about as old as Jesus.
I know. But she isn't.
No.
And Jesus is dead.
That's right.
Being... Dad, I think you should be gone by now.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Why is that then?
Tours. You've been here for a long time.
Well, I think you should be asleep by now.
I am.
Are you?
Mm. Oh, good. Yes, I'll go away.
Oh, well, there's not much arguing with that, is there? Sleep tight.
Don't forget to leave me door open.
I won't do. Don't you go escaping, though. See you in the morning.